All right, snow show week two. Let's go. No fun driving and living in it downtown, but if it's going to snow, it better be doing that in the mountains. Let us go right to the man himself at Lake Louise, Dan Markham. Sir, it has been a ski season since we've chatted with you. How are you?
Well, it certainly is. We've been getting some pretty significant snowfall at the resort, and next Tuesday we start the snow guns to sort of complement what Mother Nature's already given us.
Wow. We were chatting with Lou, of course, Lou's snow show brought to you by Lou's Performance Center in Calgary. Last week was week one of the show. We had him in studio, and he had said you guys were already putting, is it pencil or pen, that November 1st would be opening day, and that while opening at that time isn't unusual, to know that far ahead of November 1 was impressive.
Well, Lou's a little bit ahead of us there. I think right now we're scheduled for November 9th.
Okay.
The 9th is the date we're set to go. That gives us a couple of weeks to get prepped for World Cup. But we're pretty excited about that, and I think there's going to be no problems making the 9th. We never know.
Yeah.
We might even make it sooner if the snow comes more.
Yeah, I think Lou is doing a snow dance, hoping that you're open November 1. That would be something. What exactly goes on early season here? I mean, I'm always a guy that finds myself skiing the new year, not the beginning, but I'm probably missing out on the lower lines and chairs and a chance to check out whatever's new at Lake Louise, right?
Well, I think one of the big things everybody should keep their eyes on right now, we have our early season sale on season's passes that end on Monday night at midnight, and they're some of the best prices we've had in a long, long time. Not only have we not increased our prices, but we dropped them significantly this year in a number of categories. For example, an adult can get a midweek pass for $499, and we've actually dropped the price for kids and youth to $299. So they can ski all season long, 179 days, for $299. So it's pretty much the best deal around for kids and teenagers.
Okay. As for the World Cup event itself, that one's coming up soon. That means you got to have things rocking and rolling. What is physically happening on the hill right now? Staffing's getting going and everyone's getting wound up, I bet.
You bet. The volunteers have already started working at the resort. The helicopter has been coming in, putting in some of the equipment that's required up at the top of the mountain and all the safety gear that's required along the course. And a lot of the folks in the upper mountain where the snow has already started to settle have been packing things down, getting everything organized, getting all the timing in. So that's pretty much going to be a full-time job for a few hundred volunteers between now and the beginning of the races that start with us on the 24th of November.
I love it. Great stuff. And again, why do we ski Louise? What do you guys sell as the reason to be at Louise with them when there's so many other options around?
Well, we're certainly the largest resort around, but I think we've got some of the best mix of runs from beginners all the way to experts, and I think the entire family can get a chance to ski most of the mountain, as every lift actually has a green, blue, or black run down from the chairlifts.
I love it. Dan, great catching up as always. Can't wait to get up on the hill this year. I know many of our listeners don't really enjoy living through it here in the city, but glad to hear you got a bunch at the resort already.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.